got dock lines, we got fenders, anchor chains and propellers, and we got floaties, we got sunscreen, everything in a boater's dream. And it don't take much at all to make her float. I love this boat.
It's time for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
Hey, good morning and welcome into Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Well, it's been a busy week this week. We've had some visitors like Randy Vance from Boating Magazine. The U.S. Coast Guard was in town as well, meeting with the new Captains Association. And on the show today, we're going to have Lance Hedrick talking about the mini shootout coming up in the month of August. Denise Pitlick addressed the Water Safety Council this week about her new invention, the Down Alert PSD. And we're going to wrap up, well, we're going to almost wrap up our series on boating history at Lake of the Ozarks with Al Griffin. We're going to talk about luxury and speed this week. And then final week next week, we'll talk about human power. You know, Captain Ron's is our official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Check them out, 34.5-mile marker, Lake Road 550, Sunrise Beach, just up from the Hurricane Deck Bridge. Check them out at CaptainRon's@thelake.com. They're open every day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays at 9, and they always have stuff going on at night, too. Cricket Alley's playing tonight from 8 to midnight, and on Monday, Sax on the Beach from 7 until 10, and of course, all those shootout activities get started at Cap'n Ron's and around over there August the 9th, which is the shootout volunteer party. And then we got the little boat and pontoon poker run, the treasure hunt, the volleyball tournaments, the Hall of Fame dinner, the Make-A-Wish rides, which we're going to hear about next week from Tiffany Mawson, the shootout poker run, and, of course, the mini shootout as well, which we're going to hear from Lance Hedrick coming up. Check them out. Great food. Lots of dock space to get in there at Captain Ron's, 34.5-mile marker, Lake Road 550, Sunrise Beach. Captain Ron's at thelake.com. Well, Randy Vance, associate editor at Boating Magazine, is a former Lake of the Ozarks resident, and he was back in town this past week, and we were able to catch up with him briefly and chat a little bit about his history and what he's doing now.
Well, welcome back to Lake of the Ozarks.
Well, it's good to be back at Lake of the Ozarks. I love it here.
You spent quite a bit of time here, didn't you?
Yeah, I moved here when I was 15 in 1972, and I stayed here for a good 25, 30 years. And when I moved away, I was just down in Springfield, so I was always back. You know.
Boating Magazine, largest boating publication that's seen by more boaters than any other magazine, and you've been with them for quite a while. You've sort of gone from this area to this area to this area. A little bit of the progression, how'd that work?
We had a resort. In fact, we're standing in sight of where it used to be. And that's since been demolished. And when I left that, I went to work for a PR firm in Chicago. Ended up doing PR for Bass Pro Shops for 5 years. That was during the beginning of their growth cycle into the new stores. So I did several grand openings or helped do them. And then I ended up at Outboard Marine Corporation the last couple years of their life and was there just before they went bankrupt.
And then, of course, now the Boating Magazine thing is amazing. I was looking at the Boating Lab stuff that you've been doing.
Sure.
Is there one product category that maybe intrigued you the most of all these ones that you've done?
Oh my, I like them all. We're getting ready to do one on tires for trailering boats.
Oh.
And so we're going to run 5 different sets of tires. They're going to be light truck tires, and they're going to be a little bit aggressive. We're going to run them each 1,000 miles. We're going to work them on 2 or 3 ramps on 2-wheel drive truck and pull them on gravel, measure the sound, and try to figure out how hard and how easy it is to get off a slick ramp, that kind of thing.
It's great meeting you finally in person. And
you too, Bob. It's been fun to listen to your show and watch your progression. I get your e-letter, so...
Well, very good. Well, thanks again. Appreciate it. Have a great time out on the lake with Chief Dorhauer. That's going to be fun today.
It is. I'm looking forward to riding with him on the fireboat today.
Well, we'll have to catch up with Jeff and find out what they did out there on the lake and what the plans are for maybe a story along that line. But the Boating Lab by Randy Vance is pretty popular, and they've done all kinds of testing of various products, from cleaning products to PFDs to electronics. So check them out at boatingmag.com or take a subscription to Boating Magazine. You'll enjoy all of the content from it. Thank you much, Randy. It was great meeting you, sir, and have a great time while you're still here at Lake of the Ozarks. Well, we also had another visiting group this past week to the Lake of the Ozarks. We had the United States Coast Guard out of St. Louis, the sector Upper Mississippi. They had a couple of folks that came up and talked to us a little bit about, they talked to the Lake of the Ozarks Captains Association. We had our second meeting held up at Marine Max's meeting room, and the Coast Guard personnel were helpful in sort of an educational session, I guess you could say, for our members, talking a little bit about some of the regulations that have to do with the navigable waterway that we are on and some of the challenges that the Coast Guard has in regards to maintaining presence here at the lake. I'd like to thank them for coming up and taking some time to talk to us and fill us in a little bit on some of the regulations when it comes to how many passengers to carry on a private boat, which is 6 with a licensed captain, 12 on a bareboat charter, which would be like a rental where the person who rents the boat hires a captain. So there's all those regulations and things that we all got refreshed on from the United States Coast Guard out of St. Louis. I also talked this week to Brad Cato, the rental manager for boat rentals at Iguana Water Sports, and they're really doing well. In fact, Brad was saying that got to make some reservations if you want to rent a boat, because they are very, very busy, even during the week. Party boats, they've got tritunes, fishing boats, PWCs, of course, some speed boats. They've got those party boats as well. Paddle boards are available. Iguana headquarters, located on the Bagnell Dam Strip, the Iguana Osage Beach location near the Grand Glaze Bridge at the Topsider, and then Iguana on the North Shore at the 5.5-mile marker in Rocky Mount. Advance reservations are suggested and recommended. Sometimes you might get lucky. Go to iguanawatersports.com, or you can call them for reservations and more information at 888-365-2399.
Come taste the best of the Midwest at the 24th Annual Midwest Wine and Brew Festival on Saturday, August 19th from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Lodge of Four Seasons. Featuring the finest wines and brews from across the state, this will be one of the largest tasting events in central Missouri. The afternoon will feature door prizes, vendors, and live entertainment by Sean C. Tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door. For more information, call the Lake Erie Chamber of Commerce at 573-964-1008 or visit us online at lakeereachamber.com.
Welcome to the beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. This is Captain Terry Lay, a member of the Lake of the Ozarks Captains Association, reminding you that for your safety and fun, hire a licensed Coast Guard captain to drive your boat or rental if you plan to enjoy adult beverages. If you want to be sure, ask for their Red Book. This is their actual U.S. Coast Guard captain's credentials. A licensed captain is concerned about safety and is screened by the FBI, Homeland Security, has random drug tests, and many hours of documented sea time. To find a captain, visit lotocaptain.com and enjoy your stay.
Well, we are underway making way here on this Saturday morning. Thank you for being with us this morning. Let's squeeze in a little around the waterfront news before we take our break, and we get Lance Hedrick to talk to us about the mini shootout coming up next. The Missouri State Highway Patrol Water Patrol Division has announced a BWI checkpoint, a sobriety checkpoint going to be conducted on Lake of the Ozarks sometime in August. Just a fair warning to you. America's oldest commissioned warship, the USS Constitution, was finally refloated on Sunday last following a two-year multi-million-dollar restoration at the historic Charleston Navy Yard. The restoration included the replacement of 100 hull planks and the required caulking, the rebuilding of the ship's cutwater on the bow, as well as the ongoing preservation and repair of the ship's rigging, upper masts, and yards. One of the biggest tasks in the restoration was the replacement of the Constitution's copper sheathing below the waterline. Copper sheathing has covered the lower hull since her launch in 1797 as protected against protection against ship worms that could cause the hull to rot. And when she was built, the Constitution was among the best-designed ships in the world. She could outrun and outgun just about anything. And speaking of military ships, this past week, the U.S. Navy's launched and commissioned the newest aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford. You probably saw a lot of the ceremonies and the activities going on out at the Virginia Navy Yards there in Norfolk. But the USS Gerald Ford is the lead ship of the new Gerald R. Ford class, the Navy's first new aircraft carrier design in more than 40 years. Pretty amazing stuff. Well, it's break time here, and our first segment is over, and we're going to carry on. Bring you some information about the mini shootout, the RC boats that are going to be running as part of the shootout activities. Lance Hedrick will be with us shortly with all the details. You're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show here on this Saturday morning on News Talk KRMS Osage Beach. It's 11:50 a.m. We're on 97.5 and 104.9 live streaming audio, and then you'll also find us later on boatradio.net.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Bitchin from Cruising Outpost Magazine, and you're listening to Boat Radio.
This is Susan Stocker, Boating Law Administrator and Education Coordinator for the Iowa DNR. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Take me out to the marina. Take me down to the docks. Buy me a floaty and lots of snacks. I don't care if we ever get back. Let us root, root, root for the sunshine. If it clouds up, what a shame. For it's one, two, three boats tied up in our own COVID again.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to the show. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Not at the ballpark. We're at the lake, guys. Good morning to you. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about the new DownAlert PSD, the personal signaling device. Also, a little bit of lake history when it comes to boating. We're going to be talking with Al Griffin a little bit later in the show, but Lance Hedrick is the committee chair for the mini shootout, and we're going to be talking about remote control boat racing coming up in just a moment. The Lake of the Sea Rays is where we are, the Lake of the Sea Rays. The most searchable brand of boat is Sea Ray, and they're available for you right here at Lake of the Ozarks at Marine Max, and they're located at the 16-mile marker, 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard. MarineMax.com is where you'll find them open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can go on and find lots of information. The marina facilities offers free pump outs to the dock slip renters. On-site service department, of course, which they are very busy, but they'll get you taken care of. Slips up to 65 feet. Personal dock boxes go along with your slip. Wi-Fi and cable. Clean shower facilities. A year-round security staff. 10% fuel discounts. Free ice with your fuel purchase. And a professional caring staff. They are a great bunch of folks. I love them. They're part of where we are, and we're glad to be part of the Marine Max family. Check them out. Marine Max, again, 16-mile marker by water, 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard, Lake Ozark, or you can give them a call at 573-365-5382.
Lake of the Ozark shootout is coming up, as is the mini shootout, and we're here with Lance Hedrick, who is the committee chairman. Are you also the committee?
We have some other members that help out a lot. Roger Lees, Aaron Faulkner always chips in. It's a really tight group of guys that really put this event on, really put a lot of hours in.
These remote control boats that you guys run are really amazing. What was the top speed last year? It was over 100 miles an hour, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like 100 and... Keith, don't get mad at me for not having the exact speed in my head, but I know he made a pass that was clicking almost 130, and the radar gun didn't record it. And I think it was 120-something. So he has had boats always super fast.
That's amazing. Let's provide first our listeners the dates for all this information about when all this stuff's going to start taking place. Friday, August 19th, that's sort of the kickoff?
Yes, sir. Friday 19th, we'll be setting up. People are welcome to come out and look at the venue. I'd make arrangements to get some lodging to stay close, or it's just a great place down in Hahatonka.
That is a nice place for it. You know, this event has moved around over the years, and we were at Papa Chubby's a couple of years, and that worked out pretty good. But Hahatonka is just such a great little place back in there, and you're kind of out of the wind and out of the waves, and it really makes it nice, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It really gives us the opportunity to run the boats at a higher speed. The water is nice, calm. It's a more protected cove. Like you said, the wind conditions are good. It's great for the spectators. They have an awesome vantage point to see the passes from start to finish. Safety-wise, it's good for us, so it's just a win-win.
All right, very good. So Saturday, August 20th, the 8th annual mini shootout kicks off. What's kind of the lineup of how things happen that morning?
We'll just start kicking off. We're going to do the same format that we did last year with run cards, so the drivers and the owners of their RC boats can make passes at their own leisure. They can get the boats ready when they want to, pick their water conditions. They submit their run card. When we call their number, they just go up and make their pass, and so they just pick their conditions.
All right, and of course, these are radar gun, timed speeds and so on and so forth, and so people know when their run's over with what their speed is.
Yes, we have a basic course set up with a commitment line that they're run from point A to point B straight at the radar dock. We have three radar guns down there with radar operators that transmit it back, and we just know their speeds.
We're going to have, I forgot to mention, the opening ceremonies. You've got something kind of special going on there.
Oh, with our little national anthem?
Yeah.
Yes, she did it last year. We just loved how she did our national anthem to kick off our event, and it's just, we're really looking forward to it this year.
That's Avalon Camille, International Junior Miss Central States Preteen. Congratulations
yes.
to her, and we'll look forward to hearing her sing the national anthem about 9 o'clock on Saturday. And then Sunday, kind of a, you've got some other activities after the racing's over on Saturday.
Yes, we usually just get together, go out, and I have to mention that, Friday we have a meet and greet, meet all the guys that run the boats, the ones that show up, so please try to attend that, and we'll let you know the location later.
Okay.
But Saturday, it's a pretty hectic day. There's a lot of guys running, and it carries into Sunday.
And of course, there's some open times in there too, where you can take a lunch break, and there'll be food available over there too, right?
Yes, Captain Ron is going to cater again this year. Last year was a big success for him. Great food as always from Captain Ron, and we'll have drinks and ice, slushies, I believe they had. So he really does a good job.
Bring your lawn chairs, and a great spectator position there with kind of that high bank, I guess you could say, around the cove.
Yeah, there's a couple elevated areas there, and like Captain Bob said, make sure you bring your chairs. There is places to sit, but it would be better if you brought a chair so you could sit down.
All right, and then Sunday things kind of wrap up, but there's some more additional bracket racing going on.
Yeah, we have bracket racing for the ready-to-run boats, so it's more of a declare your time speed type deal. If you want to dial in your boat and it runs consistently at 50 miles an hour, and you set your time at 50 miles an hour, and it always runs 50 miles an hour, you have a chance to beat the other guys that run faster that aren't as accurate as you.
Oh, okay. Well, what's it take to get into this sport? I know there's a lot of guys around that do this, but for somebody thinking about, hey, I want to do something different, what would it take for them to get into this sport?
There's lots of hobby shops around online. Guys like Keith Bradley and Keith Bradley Boats. Offshore Electrics, they'll sell cookie cutter boats, ready to run boats, or these guys usually progress from that, wanting to go faster as always,
mm-hmm.
To doing slight changes, and it just progresses with their knowledge and their experience. The more you do it, the more fun it is and addicting. So, of course, you start investing in better products and getting faster and faster.
Are there more events like our mini shootout around the state or around the country or neighboring states where these guys can go run as well?
No, I think we're the only one here that does a shootout in the format that we do it. There are other sanctioned race speed events for world records that they call SAW races, straightaway racing, and they hold them in different locations in the United States. And guys do race for speed, but it's a pretty more intense for the more professional guy that wants to go out and set a world record.
All right, okay.
Roger Lees has ran a few of those, and he actually holds a world record with a gas boat.
Wow. Well, I know it's an interesting sport. The mini shootout, part of the Lake of the Ozarks shootout, the 8th annual event, Friday, August 19th, getting set up. Saturday and Sunday, the race is over at the Hahatonka State Park area. That's 14.5-mile marker on the Big Niagara. So best of luck, Lance, and have some fun.
Thank you very much. We hope everybody come out. Please, spectators, come out and watch these guys. They put a lot of time and a lot of money into their boats, and they really need to be cheered on.
How long is the course, by the way? Has it been shortened to 3/4 of a mile?
No. No. We're going to run the same distance. I don't know. It's probably, 500 yards maybe.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks again.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Lance. And for more information about all the activities at the Lake of the Ozarks Shootout, the largest unsanctioned boat race in America, you can go to lakeoftheozarksshootout.com. JollyCharters.com is where you can book tickets to ride the very exciting Pirate Treasure Hunt excursion. This is great for kids. They'll love it. It's really about a two-hour cruise. There's a stage show that begins to sort of orient everybody to the pirate way of doing things. Captain Scallywag is pretty much in charge, and it's really a great adventure. It leaves out of Jolly Rogers up in the Gravois arm of the lake, and you can save $3 off per ticket by going to my website, bobsnowakezone.com. And if you book through the website there, enter the promo code NOWAKEZONE, you'll save $3 off each ticket for the Pirate Treasure Hunt excursion on the Calypso. JollyCharters.com, or find the link on my website. On my website, you'll also find a button for the archives. You'll find all of this year's shows, plus some of the 2016 shows. You can listen by segment, by topic, if you will. BobsNoWakeZone.com. Hey, it is break time here, and we're going to be right back after this short intermission on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9. And we also have that live streaming audio for you at krmsradio.com.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams, and I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Bob's Big Band Bumpers, getting us back into Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Little Pennsylvania 65,000. Recreational boaters have a new way to stay safe this summer when participating in towable water sports, thanks to a Missouri entrepreneur's new invention. It's called the Down Alert PSD. Denise Pitlick came to our Water Safety Council meeting last week and presented the information. We're going to have her on the program. Plus, coming up, Al Griffin is going to be sharing with us some boating history. Well, actually, not too much history, because we're talking about the 21st century in boating at Lake of the Ozarks, and Al will be with us shortly from Our Eyes Upon Missouri. The industry's most awarded PWC port is the PWC docking platform called the HP Extreme. The PWC is fully roller supported, easy on and off launch. I mean, it's very fast, both on and off. A flat anti-skid walking surface for safety and convenience. And the platform is made from ultra-tough polyethylene plastic and filled with expanded polystyrene. That's a marine foam, which increases the strength and leak elimination. I'm seeing more and more and more of these around the lake, and it's because they are so great. It's the HP Extreme from Hydrohoist Boat Lifts. And where do you find them? Well, you get a hold of Joanne Clark. She's our area manager here for Lake of the Ozarks. Her offices and shop and all that is right there in Lynn Creek on Highway 54, right between the taxidermy shop and the Ozark Trails RV Park. You'll see it on your way to Camdenton from Osage Beach. Or you can give her a call at 573-346-7505. Email jclark@boatlift.com. Or for more information on all the products that Hydrohoist offers, go to boatlift.com. Also wanted to share with you that Printed Inklings is now open in Camdenton, screen printing and more, formerly Show Me Shirts and Midwest Screen Printing. The new owner is Kelsey Jackson, and she does screen printing, embroidery work, design, or freshen up your logos for shirts or koozies, hats, other specialty items. Located right there in Camdenton on Highway 54, right across from Central Bank. Here is the phone number, 573-692-5217. That's 692-5217. You can find them on Facebook. And they're the official T-shirt vendor for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Come get a shirt. Next event, the Missouri Wine and Brew Fest, Saturday, August 19th at the Lodge of the Four Seasons. The Lake of the Ozarks Water Safety Council met this past week, and along with other business, we had a presentation from Denise Pitlick, who has invented the Down Alert PSD. That's the Down Alert Personal Signaling Device, and it's available right now at Walmart stores around the lake area. But here's what Denise had to say and present to our group.
Thank you very much for having me today. I appreciate being here at the meeting and being able to share my information. So I started a company called Down Alert PSD. My product that I have is it's personal signaling device for water sports safety. And just let me give you a quick background on how this all came about. So I live in Lake St. Louis. We're on the lake there. When I was young, came down to Lake of the Ozarks all the time. And I can remember the first time I was skiing and tubing, and I was just scared when I was in the water by myself. You know, after you fall off your skis or your tube, you fall off, you're there by yourself, you're waiting for the boat to come back. And then when my kids were growing up, we had a condo at Cedar Glen just right down the road here, and it was much more quiet than it is now, but we still had that same thing going, that the person that was in the water after falling off the towable didn't have any signal. Now, the person on the boat has the orange flag that they wave, which is a state law in 12 states, and I certainly endorse using that, but there still wasn't, you know, anything to mark the person in the water. So flash forward a few more years now, and grandma and my kiddos are not quite big enough to be in the water alone, but last summer when my son-in-law was in the water with my grandson, and it fell off the tube and we're going back, and I just thought, I can't believe nobody's taking care of this to have a marker for the person that's in the water when they fall off. I felt like I was on this mission to try to figure this out. And so I came up with a product called Down Alert PSD. It's a personal signaling device for water sports safety. You can see it's very small, compact. It doesn't fit, get in the way of water sports. And the person that's participating just wears it. And when they fall off their tubes or wakeboard or whatever, they just pull it up and raise it. And it's a very simple, you're like, why haven't we thought of this before? It's really not as easy as it looks to make it, but that's it. And it's a bright, you know, marker for the person that's in the water. There aren't hundreds of these types of accidents that happen every year, but when they do happen, they're horrible. And there have been, you know, a couple already this year. There were several last year, and they're just really bad when you get hit by a boat. And being left in the water with operator inexperience and inattention, BUI, all these other things leave that person in the water really susceptible for an accident. So this is just a great marker to have something for added visibility for those boaters or those recreational water sports participants that are in the water. When you finish with it, it just folds back up and goes back into the pocket.
It's easier when it's wet.
It's easier when it's wet, but it's not too terribly bad even when it's dry. So it just goes back in like that. When it's wet, it's very soft, goes back in. It can go in the pocket, or you can even tuck it behind here if for the really little ones that, need to do it. So it's been very well thought out, and I think that it would be a great, the lake is a great place. It was designed for the Lake of the Ozarks, quite honestly, and this is the place where I would love to see it just take off and become, you know, the lake that is, starts to get known for safety and trying to make people safer when they're in the water. So it's available at Walmart right now. There's four sizes, two sizes for kids and two sizes for adults. And the reason you have to have the different sizes is because of the elastic, the length, and then the channel where there's the little pocket here is different and for different size hands, so it stays on nice and snug when it's blown around and out in the water. So, I mean, I'm really just all about safety with this. And when I came up with the idea and I finally, you know, got something, I, rather than just try to retail it right away, I took it to the leaders in the boating safety community, the U.S. Coast Guard, National Safe Boating Council, NASBLA, talked to Captain Walls, and really got some input. And although none of those organizations will endorse a product, leaders in those organizations have been extremely supportive and have pointed me in the right direction and have agreed that increased visibility for these people in the water, persons in the water, is a good thing. And I would love to do something with the rental community down here because I think that's a perfect fit for this. And it's also a perfect, if you can have one of the major rental organizations down here say, you know, yes, we're focused on safety. We're, you know, doing training courses. We're using personal signaling devices. We're requiring life jackets and all those sorts of things. So last thing is that it is made in the USA. It's made in Troy, Missouri. I've just been doing this since, I guess, May, beginning of May is when I launched it.
Well, Denise, we sure do thank you for the invention of the new product, Down Alert PSD, available at Walmart stores in the lake area. You can also, if you're not around or aren't going to be going to the store, you can buy them right off my website, bobsnowakezone.com. Save $10 off with the promo code NOWAKEZONE when you place your order online. And, of course, for more information, Down Alert PSD, I've got a link on my website as well, so you can get right there. Find out more about it, see what it's all about, and I think you will find it to be a very helpful and safe addition to your recreational boating, particularly if you do any tubing with the youngsters. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We've got a couple of public service announcements we're going to lay on you here, and then we'll be right back.
Are you courteous with your boat wake? This is Captain Matt Walls with the Water Patrol Division. That is a question boaters need to ask themselves, especially when operating a vessel capable of creating large wake. In ideal conditions, boats should operate at idle speed, or when you can safely do so, on plane. For most boats, plowing is that transitional speed between idle and on plane when a boat creates an excessive wake. Continuous plowing should be avoided, particularly near docks and in coves. Please join the Highway Patrol in making our roadways and waterways safe.
It's a hidden hazard. You cannot tell by looking at the water, but it can be deadly. Electricity can leak into water from faulty equipment on docks and boats plugged into shore power. Someone who swims into energized water can become a victim of electric shock drowning. Safe Electricity urges, if you feel a shock, swim away from the dock. Tuck your legs up to make yourself smaller and swim away from anything that could be energized. Learn more at safeelectricity.org.
And just a quick follow-up, if you are interested in working on boating safety and water safety around Lake of the Ozarks, the Water Safety Council here is always looking for volunteers to help with our many projects. Coming up next, we're going to be working the poker run with the Lake of the Ozarks shootout, which is not too far off. And, of course, we have other activities throughout the year. And a main focus, again, on boating and water safety. Get a hold of Trish Creech at the Camdenton Area Chamber of Commerce, Rebecca Green at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and you can also contact me if you want, bobsnowakezone.com. You'll find a email link, if you will, or contact us there, or just send me an email, nowakebob@gmail.com. Look at the old clock on the bulkhead. It is time for a break. We'll take it, and then we'll be right back talking about some boating history around Lake of the Ozarks with Al Griffin. Right here on News Talk KRMS, Osage Beach, 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, 104.9 FM. We're on live streaming audio, too, and the archives will be up later at bobsnowakezone.com. Stand by.
Dock your boat at Captain Ron's and come on in for a great meal. This is Dallas, and we're the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Thank you. Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they're also the most resourceful, responsive and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Talk some luxury and speed when it comes to boating. Boating history segment with Al Griffin coming up for you in the final segment of our show this morning. Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. You know, the best crew for protecting you is Boat US, the marine insurance program. And of course, while there are many insurance companies out there to choose from, but finding one that gives you the coverage that Boat US can is hard to do. They're considered one of the best in the industry. They are boaters, too. In fact, just got the brand new Boat US magazine. Heather Loheed, the VP for Boat US, talks all about her weekend activities out in the Chesapeake Bay. Boating season is here. Let's get you covered well with the Boat US insurance program. And don't forget, you need to add that freshwater towing package from Towboat US. Now, there's a couple of ways you can get more information. One, you can just go on the web and go to boatus.com. You can click the link on my website, bobsnowakezone.com, and find Boat US. And also, there's a link there for Towboat US. $72 a year is the unlimited on-water freshwater towing package, and it's a good one. You can also just give them a call. I'm going to give you Captain Charlie Meyer's phone number. Captain Dave Anderson might answer it too. 573-216-4701. 216-4701 for Towboat US and Boat US. Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And today we're going to continue our series talking about lake history and boating history around Lake of the Ozarks. And our guest, Al Griffin from OurEyesUponMissouri.com. We've covered the 30s and 40s, the 50s and 60s, the 70s and 80s, the 90s. And now we're going to move into the 21st century. And we're going to kind of break this down into three kind of sections. And what was your thinking behind these three areas that we're going to talk about over the next several weeks?
Well, I had treated the history by decade because it kind of kept me organized in my thinking. But there's three separate lakes here. There's three things that happen on this lake, and I thought it would be easier to organize, since we only have a decade and a half into this century, to go ahead and break it out into subject matter as opposed to a time organization.
Oh, okay. So we have the topic of luxury. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Future programs, we're going to talk about speed, which we talked about last time with the 114-mile-an-hour pontoon boat. But we're also going to talk about human power, which is another whole area that we're getting into, the stand-up paddleboards and the wakeboards and the kayaks and the canoeing and all that kind of stuff, too. So let's start out and talk a little bit about the luxury part of boating here at the lake.
The luxury part of it, my interest in boating several years ago was kind of leaning toward an old slow trawler liveaboard that my wife and I dreamed about and we never did. So the bigger boats have my interest. I'm not going to buy one right now, but I looked at the large boats. There's boats here 65, 70 foot long. Our lake's 100 miles long. We've got 86 square miles of water, and true blue water boats, ocean-going boats, can live here. They carry, 1,000 gallons of fresh water, 8,000 gallons of fuel. They burn 100 gallons an hour. But those things can sleep eight, have a crew of two or three people. They're true blue water boats, and this lake can handle those, and there's several of them here. The luxury appointments have moved down, though. You can find wakeboarding boats and pontoons and ski boats that have some really beautiful high-end sound systems and luxury appointments that didn't exist even 20 years ago in the pleasure boat industry.
And in the area of electronics and the radar and the satellite TVs.
Oh, my God, the radar, the GPS, all of that stuff, satellite TVs. We've got a huge number of luxury appointments that can be added on. Just trick it out however you want it.
Yeah, I think one of the other great inventions is the joystick.
That's an amazing thing. It really is. And I've not actually used a joystick, but I think it would certainly make docking a lot easier than I practice it.
You know, and you talk about some of these bigger vessels, even though some of them do have hired licensed Coast Guard captains that operate them. I see, you know, just the boat owners that have 40, 50, 60-foot boats that are capable very easily of docking them stern in and they're using their joysticks correctly. And it, the electronics with the GPS coordination and all of that just makes it so much easier and safer to get in and out.
It does. It does. I don't know that we have quite this problem here, but I know when you're anchoring liveaboards, having your hook slip and drifting through the fleet, as they say, is a problem. And there's some pretty simple apps you can get on your phone that'll alert you and wake you up at night if you've moved. The GPS technology has certainly revolutionized boating as much as any other thing in America.
Okay, let's move on to speed and some history there at Lake of the Ozarks. But first, this quick little public service announcement.
Welcome to the beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. This is Captain Terry Lay, a member of the Lake of the Ozarks Captains Association, reminding you that for your safety and fun, hire a licensed Coast Guard captain to drive your boat or rental if you plan to enjoy adult beverages. If you want to be sure, ask for their Red Book. This is their actual U.S. Coast Guard captain's credentials. A licensed captain is concerned about safety and is screened by the FBI, Homeland Security, has random drug tests, and many hours of documented sea time. To find a captain, visit lotocaptain.com and enjoy your stay.
Now let's welcome back Al Griffin to the studio, and Al is from OurEyesUponMissouri.com. Let's talk a little bit about the speed.
We do have some speed here at the lake. We host the largest non-sanctioned boat race, I guess, in the world. The current world record holder for a boat, I believe, is 317 miles per hour, set with a jet-powered hydroplane in the late 70s. We just watched the Spirit of Cotter in 2014 on our lake break 244 miles per hour. So that world record for a boat going over the water is being approached by the innovation of the offshore racing community every day, and they're bringing that to the lake. PWCs, the personal watercraft, jet-powered, those things sometimes can have 300 horsepower. They have suspension. They've got killer sound systems, but they also can do 0 to 60 in 4 seconds and break 100 miles an hour, which is a pretty fancy ride on a motorcycle on the water.
Wow. Yeah, you see some of these guys, and they have the new stand-up ones back out again as well from Kawasaki, I believe it is, that we see a few of those roaming around the lake as well. You know, I don't know, 317 miles an hour on water from 1978, it's surprising that we haven't had somebody challenge that pretty closely, even though, the Cutter guys did a pretty good job of getting there in a mile, but I don't know. Do you think we'll see somebody here soon?
Technically, what I looked at, the discussion was that water conditions, wind conditions, and air temperature start to affect that. And if they can figure out a way to do an indoor enclosed lake with controlled climate conditions, that would go a long way in helping them break that. But out on open water, that's kind of, I guess, where it was.
I remember talking to the crew at Spirit of Cutter, and was asking them some questions about that particular boat, and he said, we want to get out early in the morning, and that way it's not too hot and it's not too humid, and the water conditions are a little bit smoother. And I think that first run they did was 214, and their chute came out accidentally.
I've got photographs of them dragging an open chute at 214 miles an hour.
So we really knew at that point that they were going to top that without a problem second time out. But, the other interesting fact now is the fact our chute out here and the chute out at Grand Lake, they've shortened their courses now to 3/4 of a mile. Because the speeds were getting so high, and the danger aspect of crashes or accidents happening was increasing. So we're probably not going to see a world record set in a three-quarter mile course, but like say if you had a set condition, maybe some way to isolate the environment, you might be able to get that 317 or 318.
Jet-powered hydroplane is kind of a different animal than what we're seeing out here, but they're taking, big hole cigarette catamarans. Those boats are getting up there. That's an impressive encroachment on a world record that it took a different kind of boat to set.
Absolutely. Well, speed is certainly one of the elements of looking at lake history and boating history and what's going on these days around Lake of the Ozarks. And, of course, many other places around the country are seeing the same kind of activities when it comes to luxury and speed. We're going to move on. Next time we get with you, we're going to talk about human power, and we're talk about those kayaks and stand-up paddle boards and those kind of things. So, Al, thanks again for being with us.
You're very welcome, and I enjoyed being here.
And the website to check out more information is OurEyesUponMissouri.com.
And next week, we'll be chatting with Al once more about the human power of boating here at Lake of the Ozarks. The Marine Dealers Association here at the lake is made up of over 40 lake area marine dealers, representing all the top brands of boats, marine accessories, docks, personal watercraft, and everything else to promote fun on the water. Their website is LakeOzarkBoatDealers.com. You'll find all the information about the upcoming boat show in September, membership information, easy to contact any specific member, the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association. We thank them for their support of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And a good Saturday morning to you. We hope you have a great boating day today. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Dock Expo. We're going to get an update on the Make-A-Wish rides with Tiffany Mawson next week, and probably talk some Dock Safety Electric, too. Right here next week, same time, same boat channel. See you then. Have a good weekend.
Bonnie Last Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit BonnieLassCharters.com.